The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, is there a lot to cover. The 27th of October, we're almost out of October, two more months into it. Then we're going to be into a new year. I'm going to begin by just stating that there are many prophecies in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. They've been dormant, asleep, you might say, but at some point, these prophecies will wake up. They'll stir, and things will, they'll be fulfilled. One of the prophecies that has been dormant is Psalm 83. It is presently awake. It is being fulfilled as day by day. It began on October 7th, 2023. It woke up. It's alive. It is fully awake. It is a prophecy about Israel destroying the terrorists around the nation of Israel, and the terrorists, the enemies, the adversaries within, inside the Israeli borders. Psalm 83, we are almost 3 weeks into Psalm 83, the fulfillment of this war. The Hamas News Network is continuing to daily, the news is coming out that what is happening in Gaza is a genocide. It is not a genocide. This war is not directed at the Arab people in Gaza or the people of the nations that would be there. This war is against Hamas terrorists that are at war with Israel and the Jewish people. So they keep the Hamas News Network and all of the affiliates, say CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, all the talk show hosts, the BBC, Al Jazeera, Russian News. Everyone is saying that Israel must stop this campaign and this genocide against the people in Gaza. It's going to also going to be the Hamas News Network is going to talk about the genocide in the West Bank before long. It's not a genocide. A genocide is what Adolf Hitler, tried to accomplish with all the Jewish people. And he did a very good job, sorry to say. That was a genocide. Israel is not here and is not planning to genocide any people. Israel is going to take out the terrorists in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, that are coming to attack Israel and the Jewish people. So then the news out of Hamas News is there's a massacre of people in the Gaza Strip, civilians, children, but they never mention that soldiers that are also dying, there are casualties. There will always be casualties in every war. World War I, casualties. World War II, casualties. In this country, Civil War, casualties on the North, on the South. Spanish-American War, casualties. American soldiers died. Vietnam, casualties in the villages that were bombed by the U.S. So there will always be casualties. The IDF is not in a war with the people in the war zone. This is where Hamas News has it wrong. Israel's not at war with the people in the war zone. Israel has been warning the people in the war zone to the north of Gaza to get out, to go south. The Hamas, they are making sure, doing what they can do to stop any avenues of exit out of that area, out of northern Gaza. And again, the Hamas News don't tell you that the people in Gaza are human shields, shields of flesh and blood that can think, can walk, can talk. But this is the nature of the terrorist Islamic forces internationally. Now, with China and Russia, the United States, the United Nations Security Council, we'll continue my thought in just a few minutes. And they want a ceasefire. We'll be back. The present truth.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Never.
Okay, I was mentioning the matter of ceasefire. China, Russia, United Nations Security Council, there are now 9 Arab countries that are calling for a ceasefire. The United States is trying to diminish, to put a cap on the victories that Israel is going to get in this war. But Israel's not, but America is not going to interfere with Israel. 9 Arab countries, NATO nations, Turkey, etc., others, all of the calls for a ceasefire are going to be ineffective. They're not going to bring an end to this operation. This operation, Israel is, they realize, with sophisticated technology, its war technology is going to become more sophisticated in the future. Israel can't wait for modern technology to reach Hamas, Hezbollah, because then Israel will cease to exist. The genocide will be against the Jewish people, the real, true Jewish people, not those who call themselves Jews that are of the synagogue of Satan, but the true Jewish people by lineage that have DNA markers as the children of Jacob. There will be a genocide against them. So this operation against these extreme terrorists, whatever you want to call them, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Daesh, whatever you want to call them, it doesn't matter. They're Islamic. There are Islamic terrorists in all of the Arab nations. They just have different names. And Israel will not cease this operation until these terrorist soldiers are eliminated. This is what happens in war. I know the American people are sheltered. We are weak-minded. We don't understand. We've never had war on our soil other than civil wars. There's been war in Europe forever. In Central Asia, the Far East, Afghanistan, Vietnam, in South America. So we don't like to talk about, you know, in war, the object is to eliminate the threat. And this is what Israel is going to do and is doing. Now, these armies in Gaza, Israel is going to be complete thorough. Israel is going to be thorough in Gaza, the West Bank, in the nation, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. Israel is going to neutralize the Operation Command in the city of Damascus. There's not going to be a ceasefire this time. There are prophecies that have been asleep, have been dormant, waiting for the right. It's like a seed in the ground, waiting for a century or a thousand years for the right conditions. And then the right conditions are there. The heat, water, moisture, and a growing season. And the prophecy will come alive. The seed will come alive. Prophecies will come alive. The Christian community for decades has been talking about Psalm 83. At some point, it has to begin. It has to come alive. That date was October 7th, 2023. And it came alive. And it is fully alive. There is a purpose that God intended behind it. Israel must clear her land of enemies. Israel must take over and occupy the present-day nation of Jordan. Israel must destroy Damascus, the terrorist groups in Lebanon, terrorist groups in Samaria, I'm sorry, not Samaria, in Syria, and clean the enemies of Israel in the borders out. Not to genocide the women, children, the elderly, but must win these battles against the terrorists. Israel's going to do it. There's also a prophecy that is already waking up. It's coming alive. It's beginning to stir. It is the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. It's called the Gog and Magog War. Russia, with a group of nations, including an ancient Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia and Libya in North Africa, Turkey, other nations in the old Soviet bloc. That prophecy is now getting dressed because it's going to have to walk out the front door, so to speak, and that war is going to take place on the in the land of present-day Jordan, or Transjordan, as the British initially identified it as. They set the boundaries. Jordan is going to belong to Israel. You can't stop this escalation. No one can stop Israel this time. The Bible says, God says, 3,000 years ago, and what God says is going to take place. It's going to happen. It can't be stopped. You can't interfere with it. You can't alter it. What God said will happen in the prophecies about Psalm 83, 3,000 years ago, we're watching it being fulfilled. When Israel is done, when Damascus is destroyed, that'll be at the very end of Psalm 83. It has a beginning, it has an end, like a poem. The first word and the last word. You won't stop it. America can't stop it. America and all the other nations are going to coattail or ride along what Israel is going to do to the terrorist groups. The nine Arab nations that want a ceasefire, they are fully aware of the prophecies or the scripture that talked about Israel when it was in captivity in Egypt, and while Moses came, told the Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go, Pharaoh wouldn't. There were 10 plagues on Israel, and finally Pharaoh yielded. The children of Israel left Egypt, the Red Sea. The armies decided, no, we're going to genocide the children of Israel. We're going to disappear them. We're not going to just unfriend them. We're going to destroy them. And Egypt as an empire ended. Babylon was used by God to punish Israel, but eventually Babylon went too far, which is ancient Persia, and God destroyed Nebuchadnezzar and all the kings that followed. The Romans, they no longer exist. There'll come a time, Russia, very shortly, as an empire, is going to just be a small, unimportant empire. Because the armies are going to be destroyed when they invade into the Middle East. America, prophecies about America. There are prophecies that have been alive for 250, almost 300, 400 years concerning America, especially in the last 150 years. America, one of the duties and responsibilities of America was to make sure that Israel would become a nation. America was to protect Israel, befriend Israel, assist Israel. And that has come to pass. But eventually, the United States will turn on Israel, the Jewish people. The United States will plan a sinister objective. America wants a new world order, We don't want it to be centered in the United States. We want it to be centered where God, where Jesus Christ was born, where Jesus Christ, as the very God himself, was born of a virgin, and where he died, in that same vicinity, surrounding the Temple Mount. This is where God has placed his attention, and Jesus Christ is coming to set up his throne in Jerusalem. America's sinister plan through the globalists is that they will set up a throne for the New World Order in Jerusalem. It's in the Bible. It's in the prophecies in the Bible. And the people of the world are beginning to realize there is one book that you can bet everything on. And one thing in that book that is made very clear: there's doctrine, there's theology, and there is eschatology. There is the insight into everything that will happen in the years prior to Christ's return and after his return. And everything has come to pass. The prophecies about his birth have already taken place. His death, Christ's death, have taken place. A 2,000-year gap where God will allow his 7 lampstands to go into the world and present to the world this Savior, King, Jesus Christ. It is accomplished. Also, at this time in which we live, these 7 lampstands, the people that are truly born again in these Christian churches, are to warn the world that the kingdom of heaven, Christ's kingdom, that is going to be established in Jerusalem, is very near. But before it is established, the New World Order will attempt to set up its kingdom, the center of its rule, in Jerusalem. This is one reason why the United States is going to protect the land of Israel. Everything is becoming clear. America is not going to allow Hamas to destroy Israel. America cannot keep Israel and the IDF from destroying the terrorists surrounding Israel. That will come to pass. America can't stop it. After the war in Psalm 83 is concluded, then we have the next big war, the big prophecy to be fulfilled: Russia invading with other nations the Middle East. We're very near to that, but that's going to be up probably in the summer. When that war takes place, it's in a time where it is, you have to have, in the summer is when you have hail. The conditions must be ripe for hail. So that means, implies, a summer war. Whereas Israel is going to continue this war into the coming winter. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's see what else has been developing. We'll be back. Continue.
The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibas Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen, to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. And on Sunday, 9 to noon, join me for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM, KHNC. Podcasts for both programs through the week and on the weekend are archived on podcast, 1360khnc.com. Programs are streamed always. Other hosts that are on the station also are archived on the podcasts. So you have different programs. Now, this war, America has the leaders, the great leaders of this country, which are mostly, most of them are corrupt, those great leaders, not the good leaders of this country, the good leaders and the criminal leaders are all working on the seven hills of hell, the seven hills that go to Gehenna in Washington, D.C. Not all of them are going to go to Gehenna, and I mean the good ones, the people that repent, will be with Christ in the New Jerusalem. The rest will be with the devil in the lake of fire. You can believe the Bible. What the Bible says is true. Accurate forecasting. In Isaiah chapter 46, Isaiah told and wrote down that God declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. What he said is going to happen will occur, and as he stated it, it will happen. Psalm 83 has happened, is happening, will conclude shortly. The prophecy in Ezekiel 38:39 is going to commence at the end of the Psalm 83 war. America, in the book of Jeremiah, is going to begin a campaign on the nations after Russia is destroyed, Turkey, Iran. America wants to presently exchange with Iran, and Iran with the United States. God is going to forbid it. It's verboten by God. America will do nothing to Iran. Iran will do nothing to America. America is not going to be involved in this conflict for a while. Russia and Iran have a destiny to be destroyed in present-day Jordan, the fields, the countryside of present-day Jordan. But America is going to, because the nations are so against this country presently, and you watch the anti-American attitude internationally in the future, and America will be commanded in the book of Jeremiah, I think it was either 51 or chapter, I think it's chapter 51. America will be a hammer, and we will destroy the nations with unending strokes. In other words, like beating a rug hung on a clothesline. You just keep beating until all the dust is out. America is going to begin an occupation of destroying the nations that won't go along with the New World Order or the Antichrist system. I'm telling you what's coming in the future. Only because, the only reason I can tell you that is because I've studied the prophecies of our time. I know they're true. I understand what God was saying to the Jewish people and to the world during the time in which we live. Many people that are not even, don't believe in the Bible, when they read Revelation chapter 13 about a cashless society, they do believe it because they see the power of digits, zeros and ones, a cashless society. They believe. They're believers. They believe in the Bible. They don't want to believe in God. They don't want to believe in Christ. They don't want to believe in the punishment that is coming to Israel. Israel is, there are some things that God is not happy with Israel. There are Jewish people that actually hate the Jewish people and are trying to work with the governments of the world to destroy the Jewish people, even though they're Jewish. They're going to be punished. God is going to keep those that he has planned to be with him in this coming millennial kingdom. God is coming to punish the Christian people in the seven churches, in the seven lampstands. God is fair. There is no respecter of persons with God. He punishes evil. Any evil in Israel, he'll punish. Evil in the churches of God, he's going to punish. He punishes apostasy. Many Christians are apostate. Though they believe God is real, they're born again, they are truly God's children, but they don't want to serve him, and they don't want to be obedient to his word. They're involved in idolatry and sin and evil. Even some are pedophiles. Some are involved in satanic sacrifices. They're going to be found out and punished. And then the Gentile nations, they also, there are those in the Gentile nations that are the rulers of the world, that are rich and wealthy from generation to generation. God is going to punish them also. There's no respecter of persons with God. But America is going to take advantage of this war that Israel is in. You see, there's a multipolar system in place, meaning the BRICS nations, the BRICS network. And America knows that February of 2022, China and Russia, as a partnership, decided they were going to be the rulers, the leaders of the coming world systems, which they are. America is now number two. Our world hegemony has ended. Our power through the military is still top number one in the world. But all the nations have turned on America. And the Pilgrim Society in London and in New York, they know that China and Russia have interfered with the globalist plans that they had. And they want to destroy and stop that globalist plan, which is a partnership with many, many nations working together and not using the American petrodollar, weakening America, which they have done. Well, America is trying to find a way to break that power. And this is one of the ways, by supporting Israel and the Arabs. You support both, and they destroy each other, and then whoever is the last man standing, America, is going to be the world hegemon. Well, it's not going to work this time. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back. 1360KHNC.com podcasts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50 cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carryout sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Okay, so China and Russia, they gave birth to a plan in February at the of 2022, the Winter Olympics in Beijing, they gave birth to a joint plan, and the plan was to destroy America's hegemonic hold on the nations. They have done it. It's called a multipolar world system. It's a multipolar world order of nations. Nations that have joined together. And it is a group of nations, a network, that will trade with each other. And no matter what America does to sanction them, they will work with each other, assist each other. They will use their own currencies. They don't need to use a petrodollar. They will have systems where the currency or notes will be gold-backed so that there will be something behind what they're doing the trade with, not like the petrodollar. And this is going to, and has been a problem for the United States. The BRICS nations is where it began. And the first of this coming year, there's going to be an additional six nations added to that network. And then by the end of next year, there's going to be other nations that are expected to become members. Freedom from empire. Freedom from that new digital economy of Klaus Schwab, which will be the system of Antichrist. They won't be included. America won't include them. And these nations don't want to be included in the Antichrist system, the digital, no cashless system. So these nations are going to be free from this, being forced into this digital economy of the unipolar West. No Klaus Schwab, no Rockefeller banks and financial controls, no U.S. sanctions. There's going to be sanctions because, like I began to present to you, that America, we're going to bomb the nations. And the nations we're going to bomb are the nations in the multipolar world system. It's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. You can trust the scripture. But the multipolar world nations are going to assist each other financially, economically, militarily, digitally. They're going to have their own digital system. China is eventually, I think, going to be dumped out of that multipolar world system. China wants the carbon credit. China is all for it. The other nations aren't. India is not for it. Nations in South America, South Africa, they're not too excited about being part of a 15-minute city. Or even a no-minute city. In other words, you're locked, welded in, shut in your apartment. They'll have enough room to get your food in and whatever you need in and your trash out. This is what is coming to the world. So these nations that are going to be nations that do survive. They will have their own way to finance each other. They will have access to food, water, they'll have freedoms, clothing. They're going to have what the Antichrist world is not going to be able to have unless you take his mark, the number of the name, or worship the image. So this is the world we're coming into. It's in the Bible. These prophecies have come alive. They're waking up, many of them all at the same time. It's like the bees in the morning. When it starts to warm up at certain temperature, bam, those little bees are out of the hive, out working. This is the way the prophecies in the Bible are. At the right time, when the conditions are perfect, the prophecy comes alive. One of these days, Antichrist is going to step onto the scene and the whole world's going to know. One of these days, the Bible says that the Constitution of America is going to be dismissed from duty, replaced with a whole new political system. There won't be freedom of speech, freedom of travel, freedom to own anything that you're not allowed to own. It's a matter of time, but it's coming. It's in the scriptures. It's in the Bible. I recommend, even if you don't know the Bible, if you're not even a Christian, read the Bible. It will help you. It will show you what pleases God, what displeases Him. Hatred of Israel displeases Him. Hatred of good men and good men and women, of mankind, that displeases Him. Murder, theft, it displeases Him. A society that is lawless, that displeases Him. A lawless where there are no just weights and measures, it displeases Him. And people think, well, the Bible's too negative. No, these laws in the Bible and the restrictions are aimed at the wicked rulers of the world, not at the common man. The common man is always the target of evil by the evil people. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. So you don't forget.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, and so my final thought is that the United States will assist Israel. I know, I watch every day people screaming, throwing tantrums. They are protesting, people protesting against Israel's supposed genocide in Gaza. No, it's not a genocide. It's a war against terrorists. But Israel has warned the inhabitants of that area to move south. and the terrorists have put up blockades. Well, Israel took out the blockades, many of them, yesterday. And so I think, I don't remember the number of people that have been able now to get out of that area. That tells me that the plan that God has using Israel to disappear the terrorists is going to really intensify. And so the people are moving. Now, also, America is going to send money. Bombs, weapons will be on Israel's side politically because she should be. Israel is not the aggressor. Israel is defending itself. And there's news coming out from other agencies that now people have begun to realize that these escalations cannot be stopped. They can't be thwarted, stopped, halted. The White House would like some of this to, would like to control what Israel is doing, but can't. So Israel's just kind of having to sit back, and it's like these kids that play the video games, you know, you have the control in your hand, and you can participate. This time, America has a control in its hand, but it can't participate. It has no control over what is on the screen. And so because of that, many people in the Defense Department in this country are very worried. But it's okay. God's going to keep them busy doing other things. Like, for example, there's conflict in our air base or in our bases, our military bases in Syria, drones, bombs, in our command center in Iraq. There are attacks on some of the bases, our great military command center for the whole Middle East there in Baghdad. So America, God is keeping America busy doing other things. Then here at home, you have every agency of corruption protecting the Bidens from the Biden corruption, all of their corruption, the Biden corruption. But in the meantime, Israel is planning its next strategy for the next round and how they're going to protect IDF soldiers, minimal deaths, minimal injuries, and inflict great devastation on the enemies. All the nine Arab nations are very concerned because when Israel, and they're thinking, starting to think now, what if Israel wins this battle? What does that mean for us? So, may the God of peace, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. May he be with you tonight and through the weekend. Visit me on Sunday, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. And let's visit again on Monday. Let's see what transpires over the weekend. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.